So I was riding with Matt, and Matt told me something his car was doing. Matt did me a solid and took me to my mom's house. My car was still in, you know, I got to buy a new car. The car hit a deer, blah, 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 blah. Okay. And so I thought it was really nice of him to take me to drop off my rental car, then drop me off at my mom's house where I was borrowing one of her cars. It's fun. And so he's telling me something his car was doing. I'm like, wait, a car should never do that. And he knew that. But it was so bizarre to me. We've all had crappy cars.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know how you kept your car taped together or how bizarre things you're like, no, no, you can't go in that door. You got to roll down the window first and then you got to kick the tire and then it opens. You know, everyone has something.
My motor was moving.
Moving.
So my motor mount, the piece in the car that kind of holds the motor, not like completely secure because you want a little bit of, but like keeps it from going very far, was broken. And I kind of realized it because my car was making a kind of a popping sound when I would turn sharply to the right.
Uh-huh.
And I took it to a friend of mine who's worked on cars for a long time. I was like, we got to figure this out. And so we spent probably an hour looking into it. We popped the hood and he was like, why is your hose duct taped?
Okay, you went for the motor moving, and then now you
find out.
Well, I
didn't know what I was going for. I went because there was a noise under the car.
Yeah.
And when we popped it, he goes, why is your hose duct taped? And I said, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know it was duct tape. I don't just pop my hood once a week just to see what's under there.
Yeah.
I don't think anything's getting under there.
Be so like, it's not supposed to be.
Apparently, at some point, I had had some transmission work done, and he thinks that they had not remove the transmission properly to fix it.
Ooh.
And it broke the motor mount. So normally your motor might move, you know, a very little bit when you're accelerating, reverse braking. Mine was shifting big time to a point that it had pulled the hose away and it had broken.
Oh.
So the only way to keep, you know, outside objects from getting into the exhaust of the car was to tape the hose. And it was letting off a smell. Like, for a while, Hannah was asking me, like, are you smoking? Because inside of my car smelled like cigarette smoke. And I was like, it's probably just needed a new air filter. I didn't know it was because the freaking hose had been duct taped.
And when Matt was saying, like, he'd hit the brakes, and, like, his engine would, like, hit the front of the car.
Yeah.
It was the engine slamming around, like, in there. Like, again, you're like, what?
And that was, I didn't know exactly what to do. So we lifted the hood, and I accelerated really quickly, but I had my foot on the brake so I wouldn't go anywhere. And you would see my engine probably move 5 to 6 inches.
Yeah. Wow.
Like massive movement. And so when I'm driving, if I have to slam on brakes, when I slam on brakes, you feel like the whole front of your car takes an extra step forward. It's right. Basically what it felt like. So we had to replace the motor mount. But that was a big difference. And then we still spent like another hour trying to figure out what was the noise that was making that because that still wasn't fixed. But then there's like some minor annoyances that I have because the joke was Jared was like, well, you selling your car. And I was like, even I wouldn't do this to you.
Yeah. I'm talking about how my car, you know, had some problems with a Tesla. And I'm not hearing, this is just like refreshing information.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry it's happening. But it's like,
yeah, that was a big issue. The minor annoyances that are persisting that I'm like, it's not worth it to me to pay to fix it are my seatbelt doesn't buckle.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Not normally. So what I did for a while was I would get in the car and it would take me at least like 4 minutes of constantly trying to buckle it, just like pumping the seatbelt down into the buckle before it would actually click. And so what I decided to do was just leave it clicked and then just flip the strap over my shoulder when I was driving.
Oh my God.
That's not safe.
But
that's
my sister did discover that if you push the buckle in, or the release in while you put it in and then let it go, it'll stay.
Okay.
So I have to buckle it a very specific way. So if you get in my car to drive it, there's a good chance you're not going to know to buckle the seatbelt unless I tell you how to buckle it.
And do you know if the way that you're trying to do it is actually going to hold?
It's held fine. I haven't had any issues with it. It's just a matter of getting it to latch. That's just how it has to latch now.
Yeah, okay.
The other thing is my doors don't always lock or unlock.
So relatable.
Like, are you using a fob or you're
fob
just using
inside the car pushing the button? I have to. There's certain times when the passenger side, they don't have a problem locking. It's getting them to unlock.
Yep.
So don't think about breaking into my car. But it's getting them to unlock. So the issue is if I need to get into the front seat but it won't unlock. I have to open the back seat and it climb up and pull the handle so the front seat opens. That's easier than if I'm going to pick my son up from school and he goes to get in the car and I can't get the back seat unlocked. Then I have to put it in park, climb over the seat to reach the thing and pull it up.
You're
to let him get
better
in the car.
Position just to leave the keys in the car and hopefully it gets stolen.
At this point, I jokingly said that to somebody at one point. They were talking about what happens if your car gets stolen. Like, you just file it on insurance. And I was like, someone come take it.
Someone
please
can have
take
it.
This please come get this off my hands.
Oh, man. Wow.
So, yeah, there's times when I have to let my son get in the trunk and then climb through to open doors for me.
Wow.
Right.
Yep. I love it.
Real convenient.
Yeah, it's so relatable to me. It's like, it is what it is.
Super convenient.
With Matt, you just never know if anything's bothering him.
No.
I mean, he's like, he's just day to day. And he has like, I like his car. It's a nice car because I was like, I would like to buy that from him. He's like, no.
We're keeping it.
You don't want this one.
Meanwhile, little did we know, he's opening up the hatch and like, climb on in, Wyatt. Yeah.
Let daddy in the car.
Yeah. Luckily, the driver's door has, has not given me too many problems, but every other door is a problem.
Okay.
Consistent problem.
I went to go open the bag. He's like, well, they might not open. I'm like, what? What's happening? And I was like, oh, I like you more. I like Matt, but I really liked him after that ride.
Yeah, I had to look and make sure that it was open or unlocked at the time for Jared to get in.
Oh, no. Because I had a problem with my Tesla door on the right where it just wouldn't open from the outside. And I'm like, you press the button. You hit a button and it would automatically open.
Okay, so that's mechanical. It's
electric.
Like the electrical.
It would go, where it's trying to push it open, but it wouldn't. So I'd have to, I would just roll down the window and able to reach in to unlock it.
And then it went up?
No. Those always work. The butterfly doors.
Okay.
Lock was on.
No. I had it. Yeah. They're like, the guy came out and looked at it. He said, it's not that expensive of a fix. It's just there's some mechanical thing that pushes the door open and it's just getting not quite there.
Got it.
It's trying to and it's just not popping it. I'm like, how do you make it pop for free?
You just make it pop.
It's not free. I'm like, dang it.
Nothing confuses me more than trying to get into a Tesla or out of, for being honest. The doors, the handles don't look like normal handles.
Yes.
And so I don't know. To this day, I'm still like, I don't know how to get in.
My favorite thing is when I would go like on a first date with somebody and they would try to get in the car. Like I wouldn't just do it for them because I want to see if they could figure it out.
Can't.
And they're like, hitting it with four fingers.
You press it in. Like,
They're scanning their hand by, like, waving. I'm like, no, it's not like that. I'm like, you have to say open passenger side. They're like, open passenger side. You're not saying it right. Like, you have fun with
over
it.
Over and over.
And then when the door stopped working, I was like, never mind.
Never mind, don't. I'll get it.
Hey, let me get that for you. Let me roll down the window first so it can open it.